It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a scorecard on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the law barring gays from serving openly in the military. The president wants to repeal it. The nation's top military officer has condemned it. The House of Representatives voted to rescind it. A federal judge has called it unconstitutional. And despite all that, it's still the law. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has this report on the latest battles.
Later today, a gay rights group will ask a federal judge to order the Pentagon to stop enforcing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The group, the Log Cabin Republicans, already won a big victory last week in the same case. U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips says the law violates the First and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution. Now, attorney Dan Woods, who represents the gay rights group, is looking for a more practical ruling.
We want her to block any further enforcement or application of Don't Ask, Don't Tell wherever we have military operations, not just in California, not just in this country, but wherever we have military bases anywhere in the world.
A Pentagon official said government lawyers will likely object to a court injunction. There's been no word from the Justice Department. And Judge Phillips won't rule on a possible injunction for at least a week. But she's already concluded that Don't Ask, Don't Tell violates the rights of gays and lesbians and harms military readiness. That's because it hurts recruiting and leads to the discharge of troops with critical skills. In the last 17 years, the law has led to the dismissal of more than 13,000 service members. Some gay rights leaders worry the judge won't be able to stop the Pentagon from kicking out even more gays and lesbians, especially if government legal appeals stall any injunction.
The case may be tied up in litigation for several more years.
That's Aubrey Sarvis of the Service Members Legal Defense Network, a nonpartisan group that offers free legal services to those affected by Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He says the judge's action may be more important as a spur to Congress.
In terms of the political significance, I think it should serve her decision as a catalyst for the Senate to act.
The Senate is scheduled to take up Don't Ask, Don't Tell next week. The House already has voted to repeal it. It's not clear there are enough votes in the Senate to change the law. Ultimately, it's up to Congress to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, not the president and not a lone federal court judge. Clark Cooper is with the Log Cabin Republicans.
There were members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that were confused as to, well, why does it have to go through Congress? Well, it does because it's statute. It was born in Congress in 1993. It was born in a defense authorization bill. This is not like Harry Truman integrating the forces in 1948. It's not an executive decision.
But Cooper says the federal court action in California definitely helps, especially since there's no guarantee Congress will repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
We're seeking to stop discharges, to stop the enforcement of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
In other words, even if the law were still on the books, the Pentagon would not be able to kick gays out of the military. Government lawyers argued before Judge Phillips, however, that she lacks authority beyond California. Dan Woods, the lawyer for the Log Cabin Republicans, recalls her reaction this way.
She looked at government counsel and said, "You cannot be serious," or words to that effect.
So the big question now appears to be how sweeping Judge Phillips' injunction will be. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.